In this program, I'm going to go through a list of integers and look for the first integer that is odd and its digits sum to 7. Kind of a contrived example, I'll admit, but it gets the point across of how to use continue and how to use break. If you'll take a look at that list, which is the first line in the beginning of the main function, I'm using an array, so, you know, yes, we haven't talked about arrays yet, but I think you can get the idea here. I have an array of integers, 10, 21, 32, 43, and 54. If you look through that, you can see that the odd number whose digits add to 7 is 43. For simplicity, I'm just going to assume that the numbers have two digits. The program would be a little bit more complicated if that wasn't the case, and it wouldn't fit on a slide. So, here's how it works. I'm going to have a for loop that goes through each element in that array. Since it's one of those things where I know how many there are, a for loop is the natural thing to do. Then I'll have a couple of variables for the digits, but before I even peel off those digits and put them into those variables, I will ask if the number is odd or even. If it's even, I'm not interested in it. So I just want to skip the rest of the loop, and that's what continue does. So if num sub I mod 2 is 0, then I just want to cycle on the loop. So the continue statement will do exactly that. It will ignore the rest of the loop and return to the iteration portion up there, the plus plus I, and do that. And then it'll do the test for the next iteration, just like it normally does. Well, if that's not the case, then I'll fall through and look at this odd number. So I will peel off the rightmost digit by taking that number mod 10. Whatever's left is the right digit. And the digit to the left will be that number divided by 10. Keep in mind, this only works for a two-digit number. And then I'll just do the test. If digit 1 plus digit 2 is 7, well, then I'm done. There's no reason to continue with this loop. So I will say break after I print out that I found it, and then I'm finished.